Behind the Wheel with Peter Hitchener and Chris Miller.
Driven by behindthewheel.com.au.
When do we go for a ride?
All right. Are you ready?
Oh.
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah, that's not the bit. This is the bit. You ready?
All right,
you ready?
Okay. Hit it. Oh, yes.
No.
So,
isn't that beautiful?
Why are we playing Edith Piaf?
Well,
we're here to sell you some Nescafe Gold Blend. No,
we're not. We're here to talk French cars, and we love them. Listen to Piaf, the way that pronunciation is just amazing.
Isn't it? One more go. Here we go.
Yes.
Oh, love those rolled R's.
Yes, isn't it terrific?
Here we go. And she could be singing anything. My foot is in my mouth. I've got no idea, but it sounds beautiful.
Doesn't it sound magnificent? Wonderful. I studied French at school for 5 years.
So did I.
And
I can say, je m'appelle Chris.
Yes. Oh, that's very good.
And I can also say, parlez-vous anglais.
Yes.
And that's it.
And that's very good. I seem to remember a French teacher saying, papa, papa, en français, which meant you're not allowed to speak English in this class. It's
yep.
En français.
Come
look
on,
out.
Get
yes.
with the program. Yeah.
So bonjour, everyone.
Bonjour.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. Because, this beret that I've got, I think it's quite
it's
smart.
It's good. It's smart. Bonjour. Absolutely.
It looks the part. And this is because we're having a bit of a Citroën escapade today.
Indeed. And, and of course, my outfit from...
it's very smart. Those.
Well, I can do the can-can dance. Thing
da,
with the,
da, 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 yes.
And the skirt coming
oh,
up.
No, it's better you
Sorry.
Don't. We might leave that one to Rach.
I got confused as to whether I was Scottish or French, so I've kind of combined both. So I do apologise for any shocking images you may have just seen.
Well, it looks... look, yes, I think we'll move straight along. Yes, we are talking about Citroën C3s today.
And Peugeots.
And Peugeots. Now, Joel's been driving the C3, and
yep.
I have a C3 at the moment as well. And I must say, I've been very surprised, very much surprised. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. And from, you know, when I went to pick it up, I thought, well, I know a little bit about the car. I was thinking about the Cactus, which I drove a year or so ago.
And the Cacti, yes.
Yes, the Cacti. And I was thinking, oh, I wonder if it's quite as nutty as that is. And actually, it was terrific, and I've been really quite turned around by how nice this car is.
Excellent. Well, I would suspect we might have a lot of people turned around by the time we get to the end of the show, because we're going to chat to Joel in a minute, get his thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tyson Bowen from Citroën Cars and Peugeot Cars Australia to give us a bit of an overview of what's going on with the brand. I do know one thing. Do you know Citroëns have been on sale in this country longer and uninterrupted more than any other manufacturer in the world?
Is that so?
Absolutely.
The
kind of most consistent brand on the Australian market is Citroën.
Citroën, isn't
and
that
I
amazing?
I would suggest there's not many of the people at the pub who would know that when you wheel that one out tonight after a couple of pints.
Oh, no, I'm sure they wouldn't.
Whatever you're drinking.
And cheers to anyone who is lucky enough to own a DS23 Palace or a...
Hold on to it, because they're worth an absolute mint.
They're divine. I would love one of those. I'd just lust after them. You see them gliding by and you think, that's wonderful. Then you remember, the owners may have actually had to spend a bit of money to just keep it on the road because they were exotic. But, they're wonderful.
They were great. So, all Citroën. We're going to even go for a drive around the block in the new C3. We've got a surprise car coming for you towards the end of the show.
Well, now, I'm looking forward to this because I know you said that it is a surprise pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's from, I think you decided it was from a brand we wouldn't expect to have a surprise pack.
At all. No, not in the slightest.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, so far, where are we? Kind of end of May, early June for 2018. Best car I've driven all year.
Is that so?
And I've driven some rippers.
Yes, absolutely we have.
Yep.
We've driven all sorts of brands, all sorts of marks,
yep.
Various kinds, SUV, sports cars.
Yep. This thing's 42 grand.
Oh, so that ticks another box.
So it's kind of within the realms of possibility for a lot of people.
It certainly is for a lot of people. Now, are we speaking, we can't be speaking a supercar, so this isn't going to be one of those things that you have to sort of... open the door and throw yourself at it in a horizontal position with an overhead reverse pike and thrust to get in?
None of that? No, none of that.
Okay.
Practical beyond belief.
Practical. Oh, gosh.
Got a huge warranty.
I'm still
thinking about
this.
Anyway, we'll get to it later. Yep. Rachel Franco, bee in her bonnet. I'm actually a little concerned about how it's going to turn out towards the end of the show. She's not one to normally be angry. She's not normally
not
sort of an angry woman.
No, not at all. She's witty and funny and great company.
I'm a bit worried, though.
Messages,
though. You know the way sometimes you can get a tone in a text message?
Or a terse text message.
Yes, there's been a few of those this week. So we'll find out what Rachel's got that bee in her bonnet about later in the show. Right now, though, it is time to go to Joel. Yes, well, it's certainly a kind of French-flared version of Behind the Wheel
as we
delve into all things Citroën and Peugeot, as I mentioned at the top of the show. Tyson, not too far away. He's, of course, the representative for Peugeot Cars Australia and Citroën as well, so he's got some interesting news. You, of course, have been driving the C3, but
I have indeed.
Not only you, the modern motoring maestro that is Joel Helms has been behind the wheel of the Citroën C3 as well.
He's the man.
Joel, was it completely lunatic and did it have its indicator stalk on the steering wheel?
You certainly, when you get into a French car, you have to, you have to be understanding, I suppose. You have to be ready for things to be upside down and around the wrong way. But they're pretty, it doesn't take too long to get used to the few little idiosyncrasies of French cars today.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Joel? Tell us about your impressions.
Yeah, one of my favourite drives of the year so far.
Yeah.
You look at the spec sheet before you get in and it's got a tiny little engine and you think, this is not going to be a lot of fun, but it really does punch above its weight.
It does, doesn't it?
A really enjoyable little thing to drive.
Yeah, I must say, when I got into it, at first I thought, and I thought, wait a minute, actually, this is going pretty well. I quite like this, I must say. And I thought, right, let's just give it a whirl, see how we go.
Yep.
And for that tiny motor, it rips along very nicely.
Yeah, I mean, and the figures aren't huge. We're talking about 81 kilowatts, 205 newton metres, and 11 seconds to 100.
It doesn't feel it.
So when you boys are saying tiny little engines, it sounds to me like we might even be in three-cylinder territory.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
we're in three-cylinder territory. It's a 1.2-litre turbo petrol. And it only comes with the one engine on offer, the one transmission on offer, which is an auto transmission.
Good, not an automated manual or anything silly.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Joel, when you got in, did you think, oh, my Lord, it's got that thing in the middle again, just like the cactus?
Yeah.
But it's not.
No, there's nothing to be scared of in the way of the transmission. It's just your standard automatic transmission, 6 speeds, and quite a good little transmission. Probably the only thing that takes a little bit of shine off the Citroën C3 is the recent 4-star ANCAP rating. But other than that, if you're looking for a small car, $23,490 the starting price, 5-year warranty, it's a lot better than I'd certainly have it over a lot of the standard sort of 5-door hatchbacks that are on the market for about that same price.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I agree with you. And it looks terrific. At the front, it's unmistakably a Citroën with that double chevron flourish on the grille, which of course is up high, just below the bonnet. The bonnet line itself, so it's sort of got this high look around it, high riding look, sort of a little bit SUV-ish, although I don't know that I'd particularly take it off road, but still. And it has those little bump absorbers along the side.
Oh, it's got the bubble wrap stuck on the side of the doors.
Not as the cactus. Not as extensive as the cactus, but it looks nice, I thought. What did you think, Joel?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the styling is, as I've put in my review, if you don't really want to go all the way to a little crossover or SUV, but you don't really want a bland sort of 5-door hatch, then it's a good compromise between the two. It definitely has a bit of an SUV feel. The air bumps down the side, now I took my Citroën C3 to the shopping centre and I came back with the trolley and I thought, I'll try this. And very carefully nudged the trolley to the side of the Citroën. Now, it works really well on the lower part of the trolley, but the top part of the trolley still hits the paintwork. Don't be too complacent about ramming your trolley into the side of it.
And, of course, one of the immutable laws of the universe is you can park miles from anybody else in a car park and you come back and there are 8 cars crowded in beside you. You can scarcely get in. And there can still be plenty of space elsewhere in the car park, but it seems that as human beings, We have to herd together.
That's it. Yep. Good observation.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned the 4-star ANCAP rating, which always concerns me. Is it due to a lack of kind of tech in there that it's only got 4 stars, or is it structural problems?
Okay, so the testing authority was really happy with the standard safety features on the C3. You get things like speed sign recognition, lane departure warning.
Oh, okay.
And a manual speed limiter as well.
Right.
There's no autonomous emergency braking.
Right.
Which made it lose some luster in the eyes of ANCAP, and just a 59% pedestrian protection score. So not an unsafe car, but probably just it needs AEB added. And, I guess it could do better in that pedestrian protection area.
Excellent.
All right, lots of room inside it, too. Did you find that? It's roomier than
it looks. Like, are we talking Corolla size? Is that the sort of the size we're at?
Well, see, it's not in Corolla. It's not in the Corolla segment of the market. It's, it's classified as a light car, but it would be as large inside, especially in like shoulder width across the rear seat as the Corolla or i30 or anything from the 5-door hatch world.
You could almost squeeze 5 people in.
Oh, you could.
Almost, I think.
I'd probably say the seats are relatively flat. And sometimes that's a good thing. If you want to cart 3 people in the back, the middle person doesn't feel like they're sitting on an afterthought seat, a lump in the middle. You could certainly get 3 moderately sized adults in the back without too much trouble, I think.
Hope they don't have a drink each, because I could only count 1 drink holder in the, it's kind of between the front seats for everyone in the back, and in the front there are 2 little ones, and they're not deep enough.
No, well, the French only drink very short blacks, coffee, macchiatos. They don't need a lot of depth.
Well, exactly, because if you have a bottle of water there, you'll find it swishing around all over the place.
They're baby chino size.
Yes. It's just so annoying. But
it's meant to be a wine chiller, though, in there somewhere, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so. And the thing is, if you remember, you wouldn't remember, of course, because you're too young, the pair of you, but the goddess, you know, the DS 2023 Palace, divine Citroens, which I still love, they sort of loped along.
Mm.
And in this one, you sort of get a feeling of that as well. I don't know why that is or how it is. Did you find that, Joel, or am I just, away with the pixies here?
It comes back to that unique feel and sort of likability about it. It's hard to explain, but it's a little bit like a couple of the other recent efforts from Peugeot and Citroën, things like the Citroën C4 Picasso and the 5008. They're just different. Mm. And nowadays, they're not different bad, they're different good.
Aldi different, aren't they?
Exactly.
Love it. You can read, I'm sure, with interest at behindthewheel.com.au, Joel Helm's review of the Citroën C3. Joel, thank you very much. We're going to continue the French flavour after the break, and we'll chat to Tyson from Citroën. He's also representing Peugeot as well, so you get a double dose.
The ideal family vehicle has 7 seats. Is spacious, practical, luxurious, and realistically priced. The new Havel H9 ticks all those boxes. The 2018 Havel H9 has just landed in Australian dealerships and boasts a turbocharged 180-kilowatt engine, 8-speed auto transmission, and more of the luxuries car buyers have come to expect from Havel. With 7 seats, great off-road ability, and a 5-year warranty, this is the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au. Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel. Where motoring starts.
Alrighty, we're going to take you for a crack around the block shortly in a car that I've got to say has been the most surprising thing I have driven all year. It is possibly not the best, just a smidge behind the Jaguar F-Type for the noises that this car can make.
You're not serious.
Well, you know how the Jaguar F-Type can scare pedestrians as you drive down the road with the way it
actually
pops and crackles.
Go, oh, my goodness.
Well, this thing, I swear, is almost as loud. Completely different style of car, though. And it's from somebody that you would just never pick in a million years.
Well, it's not a Goggomobile Dart,
no,
because
it's not.
They don't make those anymore.
No, it's not one of them.
No, let me think. Who would that be? Somebody you wouldn't expect. Well, we're not talking Daihatsu or Toyota or
no, you're right. It was a Daihatsu Charade. No, I'm joking. You'll find out a little later in the show. Right now, we've got business to attend to. We have, of course, already been talking Citroën C3with the one and only Joel Helms. You're in possession of one at the moment.
Which I'm thoroughly enjoying, I have to say. I have to confess.
The man responsible for bringing them to the country. It's all him. It's Tyson
amazing.
From Peugeot Citroën Cars Australia. Hey, Tyson, how you going, man?
Gentlemen, I'm well. How are you?
Very well. It's great to talk to you. You must be very, very happy with the reception for the C3 because people seem to really love it.
Mate, it is. And I absolutely will not take all the credit for the car. There's a great team of people behind us. And, mate, it's a very fashionable and trendy vehicle. And I think I can describe myself as the complete opposite of that.
Same here.
But absolutely. Look, the great thing about it is it's something very different. It's stand out, and it's not a cookie cutter. You know, if you want something that's individualistic and says something about you, well, 33 colour combinations and all the bits that goes with it, it's the car for those people.
Yes, I love the look of the one that I'm driving. It comes in it's got a sort of a spearmint tinge to it, a bit of almond, and it makes me think of smashed avocado, that sort of, you know, and it looks amazing. It is so smart, and it is, you know, it really, I don't know, it stands
makes
out.
Makes a statement.
Like cruising the streets of Ligon and other areas in the cafe set, you'd blend right in there.
Yes, if that was what I did, yes, you're quite right. Hey, listen, you know, people have always really had a soft spot for French cars here. They've always had a kind of a very, you know, following, almost a cult following.
Absolutely. Look, it's one of those brands where everybody has a really heartfelt story about the first time they came across the car or riding in the back seat as a kid, or my uncle or my granddad had one of those, or I remember this. So from the outset, you're already in a strong position because you've captured the heart. And then you look at the car a bit deeper and you've got to get them across the line with the head. But you know, stuff like the world's first dash cam in this car and other things, that's when people start to look into the detail. They go, yeah, okay, this makes sense. I might give it a go.
Exactly. Well, I must say, you know, being self-indulgent again, I fell in love with Citroëns when my aunt had one, which was the DS23 Palace or whatever it was called, you know, one of those iconic Citroëns. And I've always thought, my gosh, that's an amazing car company. They make terrific cars.
Well, mate, when you're 100 years young, which we are next year, as a brand and as a company building cars, you're certainly going to touch people through a number of generations, not just people now.
Yeah, so that's true.
It's an enviable position to be in, but it also puts a lot of expectation on us too.
Very much.
We're just looking at pictures at the moment, Tyson, of a Queen Elizabeth in a Citroën convertible. It looks like a convertible version of the DS23 Palace. I just noticed it made an appearance at the royal wedding last week, and just sort of would be wondering what that thing must be worth.
Oh, mate, those things, even as a standard car, and mind you, they were bolted together in Victoria as well.
Were they?
Absolutely. The ID19, I think, if memory serves me correctly, was put together in Heidelberg.
Wow.
So... So, you know, and people don't realise this about the brand. You know, it was the first car company to lap the continent in a 5CV. Two blokes spent 17 and a half weeks together in an open-top 5CV and set that enviable
record. Oh, amazing. Smelly by the end, I'd imagine.
Oh, and I love it. I even love the 2CV. There's one that parks around the corner from my house. And it is, every time I walk past it, I think, gosh, that's an amazing car. I just love them. How could Paris have banned them? I don't know. But anyway, they're terrific.
Crazy.
We digress. I'm
Indeed.
So sorry.
We are here to talk C3. And I think I'm pretty keen to make sure people are aware of the staggering warranty that Citroën offer people these days.
Yeah, so across both Peugeot and Citroën, we're 5 years unlimited kilometre warranty, which, you know, again, we talk about the connection with the heart and the emotion, but this gets that rational part of the equation across the line as well. So, mate, the brand is the longest continuously sold vehicle mark in Australia, and we have no plans to break that run.
Good.
So, you know, we've got to meet the expectation in the market, which is what we're doing.
Yeah, fantastic. The boys, just before we were talking to Joel and Pete, were just raving about that 1.2-litre three-cylinder and just its character. And I suppose from what I can tell on paper at least, it really seems to be batting well above its weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's got a couple of significant awards to its shelves, being International Engine of the Year three times running. But, you know, 1.2 litre back in the day, people would go, oh, God, 1.2 litre.
The lawnmower was bigger.
This is putting out, you know, close to 100 kilowatts, but also 240 metres torque. So,
that's a lot
you know, for
of torque.
An equivalent 1.6, it's actually outperforming it, and it's lighter. So you're off to a good start from the outset.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe there's a new deal offered on Citroen C3's new driveway pricing for MY18 models.
Yeah, so this week it's $23,990 driveway. So unless you tick the box for a different colour, mate, you can get into one of the more fashionable and standout cars for quite a compelling offer, to be honest.
Yeah. It certainly is. Also, in the car that I'm driving, I love that panoramic sunroof. It's amazing. And I don't know, the whole package is very trendy and very stylish, but really functional as well.
Yeah, and look, we're not saying that this car is going to be something to carve up the corners. It's built to be comfortable.
Mm.
It's built to be, you know, driven around the city and used in that environment. So for that, the seats are really comfortable. Everything else is built around that idea of comfort and design.
Yeah, I love it. It's a focus that, well, I don't know of any other car maker that has it at the moment. Maybe Rolls-Royce, they're all about comfort. But everyone else wants to be sporty and put these kind of licorice-strapped tyres with hard suspension
that's
on
right.
And
you have
then
to
kind of jolts around.
Throw yourself horizontal to get into the car.
Well, Citroën C3, well worth a look. While we got your tyres, we're pretty keen for you to put your Peugeot hat on. Everyone last week came with us for a ride around the block in the 5008. I've got to say, that is a mighty car. I'm just a little confused as to what it is. Is it an SUV or is it a people mover or is it a combo of both?
It's absolutely an SUV. There's no question about that. But we've taken a few tricks from the MP, you know, the people mover category
gotcha.
That we've learned over the years
yep.
and applied them to it. So, you know, little things like the underfloor storage in the second row and
yep.
that flexibility in the third row seating and being able to rip that third row seat out, which only weighs 11 kilos, if you want more boot space. So,
you've got it.
You know, just because it's an SUV doesn't mean it doesn't have to be as practical as some of the other things we've got.
Yeah, you're right. And again, I must say, I spent a week in it, and it was only on the final day that I realised how small the engine was.
Well, that's a good thing. It's all about surprise and delight. So, you know, it comes down to that new platform that underpins a lot of our new cars now. It's called EMP2. It's supremely light, but very flexible. So, you know, that car is probably about 150 to 200 kilos lighter than everything else in the category.
Wow, okay.
But that's also in something like the 308 GTI. That car's 1,205 kilos dripping wet, and everyone else is sitting at
1,500, exactly right, yeah.
And so when you get that right from the outset, you don't need to put a bigger engine in it to compensate because you've got the fundamentals right at the beginning.
Yeah, you're right. And as you mentioned before, it's not cookie-cutter stuff. There's no vanilla cars in the Peugeot or Citroën lineup, for that matter. They all have a real charm and an individual sort of personality about them.
Absolutely. Look, everybody sort of has this thought that French cars have these quirks, and they do, but it's enjoyable and it gives you that story when you turn up to barbecue, oh, why'd you buy that car? Well, actually, did you know it does this? Or have you seen the way this dashboard looks? Or have you looked at these features? And now it's gone from being a little bit frustrating to being a point of difference and something that people actually embrace.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Interested to hear how the bosses in France sort of view Australian and Australian market and how things are going here. I would kind of hazard a guess that probably not enough people know about the Peugeot and Citroën products available than maybe they should.
It's true that everybody wants to sell more cars.
Yep.
We've recently changed distributor in Australia, as you might be aware. So at the present, we're very much in the reevaluating everything. What are we doing right? What's working well? What can we tweak? Where can we take things? And how do we maximise everything and the tools that we have? So there's a little bit of time that's needed to do that. But at the same token, our sales are up year on year. We're selling more SUVs because we've got more of them, and that's
great.
Obviously where the market is.
Yeah.
So I think in the fullness of time, what you're going to see are more products that are better suited to this market. You know, we've been absent from that SUV category for some time, but we've got a full complement now in the 2008, which is our small one. our 3008, which is, you know, the middle bear,
yep.
and for lack of a better description, 5008, which is the big bear. So, you know, if people are interested, they can come in and have a look. And there's a 7-year warranty on our SUVs at the moment. So
look at that.
If ever there's any doubt in mind, we're standing behind it. We just urge you to come in and have a try before you make a decision.
Yeah, fair enough too. And really, how can you go wrong? 7-year warranty. Mm. I know there's a lot of people listening to us in regional Australia at the moment that would have had a love affair with maybe a 504.
Yes,
you know
that's
how hardy
right.
those things are.
Yep.
How is the dealer network going for you guys? Like, I mean, is it accessible to our regional listeners?
Look, we've got dealers that have been with us for a very long time in places like Tamworth and other regional centres. So those that are accustomed to our product will still be able to find us.
Yep.
And we're looking at our dealer network presence now. And, you know, one of the realisations was that, you know, we're both French brands, Peugeot and Citroën. So combined, yep. we're stronger. Divided, you know, people need to go looking for us. So one of the things we're embarking on is putting the Peugeot and Citroëns together in one site.
Good
so
idea.
They complement yes. each other. You know, we don't have a people mover in Peugeot, but we have in Citroën.
Yeah, gotcha.
We don't have certain things, but they complement each other now, and that's where the focus is at the present for that.
Excellent. Mm. All right, well, exciting times ahead, and deservedly so too, because just a sensational product range.
Yep, agreed.
We're out of time. We could talk all day. Tyson Bowen from Citroën and Peugeot, good to spend some time with you, man.
Thanks very much, gentlemen. Pleasure as always.
Prevention is better than the cure, especially when it comes to replacing damaged headlights. That's why we recommend fitting Altrek skins to car, truck and motorcycle headlights. You've heard us talking about Altrek skins as a great way of protecting your car's paintwork. Well, it actually works just as well on your headlights. Simply trim to shape and apply. Pick up a roll at your local auto parts store or order online now at altrex.com.au. For the latest truck and bus industry news, visit heavyvehicles.com.au. We bring you coverage of the latest new models, new technologies, and issues that matter to owners and drivers. Read heavy vehicle reviews, and you can win some great truck-related prizes too. heavyvehicles.com.au. Truck and bus news every day.
Behind the wheel.
On the road. Accelerated by behindthewheel.com.au.
Yes, not all things French, but most things French, I think we could say these days.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Rachel, though, she's not French.
No, she's not, but she is so cosmopolitan. She would be at home anywhere. She's wonderful.
She's angry today.
No.
Yeah. Well, she's talking these ranting messages.
Oh, no.
She's been put out.
Oh, Rachel. Was it something we said?
I don't think it was us.
Oh,
I think it's...
Good.
I wouldn't like to be in her presence, though, if I worked for Takata, for example.
No, well, that's understandable.
She's got it in, too, it sounds like, for the boys at Ford after their big $10 million mm-hmm. fine mm-hmm. for telling people there was nothing wrong with their automatic transmissions when, in fact,
when there was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not too happy with Volkswagen either.
Well, that's understandable after Dieselgate. It takes a lot of living down, I would think.
So I would just prepare yourself in the next 10 minutes or so for an unleashed Rachel Franco.
Oh.
In the meantime,
why don't I go for a spin round the block in the Citroën C3 that we've been talking about so much.
Sounds like a good plan.
Think.
Let's get down the garage.
It comes from France, so of course it's stylish, impeccably so, wonderfully so. Slightly eccentric, but not as eccentric as some Citroëns I've seen and driven and, have to admit, lusted after in the past. This is the C3. Has a high hip line. In the front, there's that hard-to-miss, in fact, impossible-to-miss double chevron logo. The running lights are incorporated into the chrome strip around the logo, and beneath that are the actual headlights. Very good-looking face, handsome face. This one comes in a kind of, what would you call it? I like to think of it as a cross between spearmint, almond, and smashed avocado. It's that kind of kind of a luscious-looking green with black trimmings. And let me think. Along over the wheel arches and along the side of the body, there is this slightly extended trim that makes it look very sort of cross-country. There's the bump absorbers. What do you call it? Bump absorbers. All right, we'll call them that. Along the doors. I think it's designed to stop shopping trolleys in their tracks. Looks nice too, gives it a real style. The wheels, oh, those sports wheels with the Citroën logo on them, they look very smart. So from the outside, yep, it cuts a dash. It looks terrific. Just wait till you get inside, though. This funky car is quite amazing. I like it.
All right, let's get in. Lovely, nice clunk when the doors close. Love the grab handles on the doors. They remind you of the sort of thing you might have seen on a suitcase in the 30s. But, well, I did tell you this is Citroën and it is amazing. I love this car. I really like it. There's lots of space in here in the cabin. Just wait till you turn on the ignition and that yellow and black trim is picked up in the AV, the entertainment unit. How nice is that? Very smart. Now, if I were to tell you it was intuitive to work your way through it, I might be stretching things a bit. That is the entertainment system. But it does kind of work, I must say, and you do get used to it pretty quickly. Now, there's a lot of room in the front, especially for the passenger, because the parcel tray is set back, so you get loads of space. The dash, very nice, nicely set out. All sorts of things you can do. I have one or two little criticisms about it. Much and all as I love the car, the cabin lacks, I think, a drink holder or two, a cup holder or two, because they're very shallow. There's one in the back only, so people in the back have to share a drink bottle, presumably. In the front, there are two little low ones, but they're not deep enough, so the bottles swish around a little bit. But hey, you can live with that, because get that three-cylinder motor started, and away you go. And look, it's a little relaxed off the mark, I have to say. But once you are out and about, oh, it just goes beautifully. There's plenty of a zip in there. And also, the ride is so comfortable. Now, I remember the ride of the Citroën's, the Goddess, the Palace, the DS, what is the D23 Palace or whatever it was. It was from back in the 60s and 70s. The ride there was glorious. This sort of echoes that a little bit. It's lovely, great car. And for the city especially, I'm really enjoying pottering around in it. It's been very nice. I've been enjoying it very much. And for just on 24 grand, but gosh, you get a load of style and you get lots of fun and games in it. The Citroën C3. I like it.
Yes, well, very French and very spearmint in colour. Or avocado, I'm not sure.
I think it's a smashed avocado, I'm not sure. But I love it, and I really, even though I don't follow Richmond, by the way, I follow St Kilda, but I loved in the car that I was telling you about that I really love the design of the entertainment unit with the black and yellow stripes along. It just looks so beautiful.
Too Richmond for me.
It picks up the stitching in the upholstery. It's very French. It's very just nicely styled and, you know, sort of
they do that extra mile, or extra
kilometre or whatever it is.
I mentioned that we're going to go for a drive in something that I think was, going to surprise, delight and possibly blow your mind with the performance on offer here.
I'm looking forward to this because you said it makes smoke in the bags is something that you can do in this thing and makes quite a lot of noise and it's from somebody we wouldn't expect.
That's right. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start with, I'll get you to hold the mic.
Yep.
And I'm going to duck over to the car and just start it up. And we'll just start with that and let people have a listen and then we'll jump in and reveal what it is.
Okay,
you see what I
mean? I'm sold. That is unbelievable.
We're talking 203 or 204 kilowatts, 353 newton meters. Now, it is a front-wheel drive car. It only is available in six-speed manual. I wouldn't have it any other way.
No, of course.
Because it is such an engaging car to drive.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, yes, you've got the power, you've got the noise, but the thing handles like nothing else. Yes, look, there's no doubt about it. It's a bit tight and, you know, there's no doubt about the fact that at the moment we're driving down a road with painted stripes on the road and you can actually feel the paint underneath the wheels as you drive over them.
And you're right.
Yeah. So, look, I mean, there's no doubt about what's going on underneath you. But, look, you know, that obviously aids performance driving. And just for the sheer character of this thing, you find you just don't care when you're getting around day to day.
Nope.
You've got this noise here. I'll get you to hold the mic for me
second. Give it to me.
As we go back to first gear, you may or may not hear the rev matching going on. Maybe. All right. So as we slow down, I put the car back into first.
all that automatic rev happens all by itself.
Wonderful.
This is just the surprise package of 2018. I love this car. It's so much fun. It's so fast. It looks great. It's practical. As you've seen in the boot, you can go to Bunnings and fill it with potting mix or whatever you
whatever
need.
Whatever you want.
It'll pot around at you know, kind of nice, quiet pace. It'll do it all very easily. But then when it's time to go, it really turns it on.
Behindthewheel.com.au.
Australian families looking for the ideal vehicle for their needs are often left frustrated. Some vehicles seem to tick all the boxes but then cost the earth. Others are well priced but don't have the space or features that families need. Stop compromising, as there is an option that won't leave you wanting more. The new Havel H9. Boasting a 180 kilowatt turbo engine, 8-speed auto, 5-year warranty, real off-road ability, and 7-seat capacity, the Havel H9 just can't be beaten. Visit your local Havel dealership today or havel.com.au.
Motorists are taking more notice than ever about how their car ownership affects the environment. But did you know that simply keeping your car clean can also be environmentally damaging? If you want to do the right thing and keep potentially harmful chemicals out of the drains, then invest in the EcoCar car cleaning range from Altrex Auto Accessories. EcoCar are a range of effective and environmentally safe products that every Australian garage should have. And they contain environmentally friendly ingredients including natural coconut and aloe vera. You can purchase the EcoCar car cleaning range from the Altrex Auto Accessories online store at altrex.com.au.
Behind the Wheel.
Behind the Wheel, where motoring starts.
Well, we've certainly started today. We've started something, I think, with Rachel Franco. She's here. And
don't get me started.
See, see the tone? Oh, can you hear it?
No, it's just not like her. Rachel is generally so funny and full of beans and full of life. And and today, apparently, you're cranky, Rachel. What's up?
I am. I've got my cranky pants on.
Oh, Pete. No, dear. What is it?
I'm just over. I heard in the news again a few days ago that they've added more vehicles to this Takata airbag
debacle scandal.
It's a debacle, and I'm just over it.
So that was an extra million vehicles added to already, I think, what was it? It was in excess of 2 million, wasn't it, already?
Yeah, it was massive.
A huge number.
It's like every week it's a new round of vehicles that get included, and I just think... How could this have gotten to this point? Like, how bad are you running a company if you can stuff up this big?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's insane.
And why is it that people are being severely inconvenienced? And why was this kind of drip feed of, oh, well, now these models are affected?
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, while we're there, how about you look at these? You think, wait a minute, when is this ever going to end?
But can you imagine if we did our jobs that poorly? I would have been sacked years ago.
Absolutely. Yep. And you're right, the drip feeding of information, surely they'd have known, every car maker would know whether or not they've got Takata airbags in their...
Well, wouldn't you think so?
In their cars. They'd have to know. How they couldn't know, I just don't
because
get.
Because cars are made up of a variety of products from a variety of manufacturers. There must be an inventory with every car, model.
Absolutely. And then we've got the kind of the two tiers of the recall that's happening at the moment. So if your car is more than 6 years old, particularly if it lives in a climate that's got a bit of humidity about, well, that's the most crucial because it could explode and send metal fragments flying into the cabin of the car and potentially kill you. So we've got these cars that are being recalled immediately, but yet we've got millions of others that they're going, well, hold off, we know it's going to happen, but it shouldn't happen yet. You know, and you know, as long as you're not in a moist condition, you should be right. What do you mean you should be right? Like, hello?
You should be right, mate.
Like, it is just...
I know.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Not happy, Jen!
I think that says it very nicely.
It pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
does. Indeed. And look, you know what, while we're on the topic, I don't know, I said it was Rachel that was angry, but, you know, I think I'm getting fired up now too.
Look
out.
Oh, good, do it.
Then we've got our mates over at Ford. Now, what's their caper? And I'm very pleased to see the ACCC has given them their comeuppance and whacked them with a $10 million fine, which I think they probably could have gone a bit harder. But really, these poor people who've bought their Rangers, they've bought their Focuses and Fiestas, they've got these dodgy transmissions. You front up at the dealer and the dealer goes, yeah, nah, that's the way you're driving it, mate.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not
that's
wrong.
Exactly what they did. They did that for years. Yep. You know, nah, nothing wrong with our transmissions. Yep. It's you.
Sort of this contempt for the customer.
Totally.
It's awful, actually.
And then, you know, we've got to go down Dieselgate path as well. Good friends at Volkswagen. Great bunch of blokes here in Australia. But what's going on at head office? And it looks like now in America, the CEO of the American sort of outfit or arm of Volkswagen is looking at jail time potentially.
Well, so, maybe that has to happen.
Yep,
send a message.
Yep, being taken to court and being held personally liable.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Not just as a corporate citizen.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, and look, more accountability.
While we're talking about accountable, we might as well get on to Barnaby Joyce as well if we're going to go down there. 150 grand. What's your story, dude? Now, you work in the government sector. If you had any kind of, I suppose, conversations with stakeholders that you would deal with and they said, look, Rach, you've done an awesome job. You've helped us out. We're going to send you a bottle of Yellow Glen Yellow that you can buy for $12 at Dan Murphy's. But that's our present to you. Now, what would you have to say to that person as a government employee?
I would have to say thank you so much, but no thank you.
Because it would
I could accept it, but I'd have to declare it. Well, it's a conflict of interest.
It absolutely is. So can someone please explain to me Barnaby B. Joyce then?
Oh, dear.
But it's different when you're further up the food chain, Chris.
Is that what it is?
He strayed into controversial territory today.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
That's it. God damn it.
I think it says it very nicely indeed.
All right, so now we've got... So that's Barnaby, Volkswagen, Ford and Takata. Anyone else you want to have a crack at?
There are probably others out there, but I'm keeping my powder dry at the moment, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's enough for today, eh?
Right, okay. Happier topics. Let's move on to that. And Rachel and all her fabulous car TV show watching. I've got a little bit of a reveal for you, Rach, that I think may get you excited. Chris Harris. Do you know Chris Harris?
Oh, we're best mates.
Awesome, because of course he's best mates from Top Gear and hangs out with Joey from Friends and does sort of picked up where Clarkson, Hammond and May left off and never really reached those heights. Looks like we're going to get a new episode of Top Gear, and that means that we're going to get to spend some time with Chris Harris, who before he became a Top Gear sort of presenter, was one of my most favourite motoring writers, just able to spin yarn like nobody else. Great way with words, and he's driven some seriously good cars.
Mm.
So, Rachel, we're going to have to invite you into the studio, I think, to interview him you are the TV head, I think.
Yes, that's me.
I've
got queer eyes.
How fabulous.
So see what we've just done there? Exciting. We flipped around. We flipped around from angry to excited.
Too excited and happy and looking forward to the future. And the sun will come up tomorrow and we live in a wonderful country and all is well in the world.
You're right.
Pretty much.
In with anger, out with love.
Now you're talking. Yep, that's how we roll. Again. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Well, look, as always, it's been great fun. I think we'll go out on a musical note because it has been one of those shows.
Well, we've been so incredibly French all day. I think all we have to do is say, we regret nothing.
Nothing.
Cheers.
See you all next time.
Au revoir.
Rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien. Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, ma vie, car mes joies aujourd'hui, ça commence avec toi.
Havel's just released a new family seven-seater SUV, the Havel H9. A finalist in the 2017 4x4 Australia Awards, the Havel H9 is an impressive SUV, boasting a 180kW turbo engine, smooth 8-speed auto, 5-year warranty, real off-road ability, and 7-seat capacity. The luxurious Havel H9 will take you to the outback and back in complete comfort. It's the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au. Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.